Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley. Today's guest, the great Liz Mealy. Hello, Liz.
Hi.
Liz, this is, of course, a nervous time for me, an exciting time for me. Thank you very much for being part of it. We want to give the guests their favorites so they don't cry or get scared during the transition. And I'm very glad you're here.
Yeah, of course. I was curious to see if there was a name change, but it's still Keith and the Girl.
I bought the .com.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You know, people have tattoos. What are we going to do?
People have tattoos.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe like the logo could be like little X's in her eyes or, you know, right? I think you get real creative with it.
We have ideas. Liz, of course, is a great stand-up on YouTube. You can see the albums that are out now with millions of views. New stand-up special is coming out very soon.
Yeah.
Very soon. It's called Murder Sheets. I was at the show, and I can tell you, you're going to be very pleased.
I'm honored.
Liz Mealy also wrote the book Cats Are Cunts.
Close. That's close.
By the way, Liz is in this book right here, The Dead Emails.
Oh, yeah. So I am in that.
It's the saga of me cash fishing my dad after my dad hit on my ex-wife. And you're part of episode 15 called Uneven Oxen, where we went over a classic letter about how me and Chemda shouldn't be dating because she's Jewish. He assumes I'm still Catholic or likes to believe, and there's no way that could work. He knows of what course. It takes to make a relationship work, and we went through that as he was hitting on my ex-wife.
Well, is he wrong? You've gone through both a real breakup and a business breakup.
Right.
So
that's the thing.
So right now, two on dad.
Could two things be correct at the same time? You know, could it be a fucking weirdo piece of shit? I was talking to Liz not too long ago about reels, these little videos that you put up on Instagram. And I know everybody's laughing like, yes, Keith, we know what they are. Well, I decided after 2 decades of Keith and the Girl, I'd finally get into the reels game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get nervous, or I sometimes get, not to, it's a big word, but perfection paralysis, where I'm like, is this real just perfect? Do they understand two more words would make it better, but the time doesn't allow that?
Oh, for sure.
I already did the fucking work of a stand-up special, and now I'm going to let you judge this because what? You're a fucking baby that needs 10 seconds. Please wishing.
Yeah, I mean, it's also like, it's so funny because you'll hear like a singer be like, I intended for you to listen to the whole album and in this order. And you're like, bitch, I'm listening to your one song. Like, right. Get off my back. You got one hit. That's what you get from me. But it is like, I'm on the other side of it. And I'm like, yo, this is a 4-minute bit. And there's nothing out here that supports 4 minutes. Right. You're not going to go to YouTube. I would like you to watch the whole special. Here's the first half of it. And people are like, this doesn't have enough punchlines. And you're like, yeah, there's 17 if you would watch the full 4 minutes.
Right.
But it's like, to me, the reels are trailers to watch the special, and the special is a trailer to come see me live.
Right.
Like,
and then seeing me live is a trailer to dating me.
No, absolutely not. Okay. Absolutely not. I believe the seeing me live is for you to be like, I knew I didn't like this on the internet. I knew I was right. It's really just about confidence for everybody else.
People are so goofy that I'd get nervous. Like, I don't know, let's say I do a bit on Juneteenth, and then do they think at the end of that minute, I said goodnight? Or do they understand there's a little more also? You know?
Oh, they do. You're being silly.
Maybe, but you know what? Sorry. Last Sunday, I did a show with Diamond Dogs in our VIP package, but it's in the regular feed. And I have a crazy listener that we tried to get to the bottom of her craziness called Sadia. And so we interviewed her. And then I get emails saying, oh, I hope this new Keith and the Girl Without Chemda isn't every day he's going to talk to a psychotic fan. I'm like, what? You've been listening for 2 decades. That's what it's going to be now, all of a sudden.
Yeah. I've ran out of ideas. No, I mean, you're always going to have somebody that misconstrues your stand-up, your intentions. Like, you can't control how people are going to ingest you. Hence why some people like what you do, some people hate what you do. It's just, that's the nature. Yeah, absolutely.
Who hates it?
No, I'll make a list. but like, I think that's where you have to let it go. You do your best, especially when it comes to stand up. You pick your words, you deliver it, you present it, you do your best. But once it leaves you, it's, you have no control over it. And so what I appreciate is like the first wave of listeners are usually fans of me or comedy fans in general, and they understand the assignment. And then if it does do really well and goes outside of your fan base or even what people like, because that's the thing, is if somebody enters a comedy club, they're at a show. Right. But on the internet, they could be watching like knitting videos and cat videos and WrestleMania and like all this kind of random stuff. And they fall into you and they're like, what is this? And they digest it in the wrong setting with the wrong intentions. And all of a sudden your words, like people are like, is this mean poetry? And you're like, is this mean poetry?
Right.
It says comedy club in the back. It's mean poetry club, but you just have to let it go. And I think I'm fortunate, like, and as a woman, it's, you know, fans, friends, comedy people, and then it's people that hope women should die and shouldn't talk. And then it goes through another realm where it's like, well, I'm so glad I found her. So it's like there's so many different waves of good and bad that you just have to wait for the good one.
So when they want you dead, you're like, yay, I'm on stage two. That happened fast.
But it's actually true, though. When I get to like mean comments, I'm like, oh, it's doing well. Like I get excited because I know what a normal video gets. And when I start to get people to tell me to die in a fire and women aren't funny and make sure you keep your day job. And I would just so much want to be like, I haven't had a day job in over 10 years. But like when I get the mean comments, I genuinely, it's changed my brain. I get excited. I'm like, oh, this might go viral. This might help me sell tickets. This might mean people discover what I do. This is perfect.
In our VIP package, we have a show called Q&A, and our buddy Newsy Chew, and don't ask, apparently he's an adult that loves Pokemon. He goes in the past of a certain day throughout our almost 20-year career and brings up what were we feeling about these things, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, on that show, we talked about the Keith and the Girl app whenever it first came out, and we'd be live on the app. But people that don't know Keith and the Girl also downloaded the app. And it'll say, live show coming in a little bit. Here's some music. And people can type in also. And it's like, I don't like Dave Matthews. Enter. And it's like, okay, well, the show's coming in 1 minute, you know. And then they wait. The song goes on, as songs do, and they write back again. I said I don't like Dave Matthews. What is this? What could it be? Even if it's a radio station, I don't just change it because you don't like Dave Matthews. So it's fucking weird. Do you ever think, like, I'm going to put this reel out, but let me check what's in the news? Okay, it's a stupid thought about cats, but is somebody going to get upset because Cats is too close to Kate and Kate Middleton just announced she has cancer? Does it ever get too much, or am I being ridiculous?
No, sure. I mean, I've sometimes I time out my like reels and TikToks and stuff for stuff that has happened in the news. It's like, oh, I had a joke about that a couple of years ago. Right. This will be timely. And sometimes you put something out and you're like, bad timing. This doesn't look good. And people call you out on it. And you're like, dude, like, what do you think? I'm reading the news all day. I'm just ready to ruin someone's day with a joke. Like, come on, dude. I think everybody is in their own little bubble.
Do you remember one offhand?
Hmm?
Do you remember one offhand?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I have an old joke on my self-help me special where I talk about how I've been trying to get rid of my mustache and okay. I cannot do anything. Like I've waxed it. I've threaded it. I've done the laser. I did laser hair removal a bunch. And I was like, somebody asked me if I was transitioning and I was like, not willingly. Like, and you know, I talked to my trans friends. I made sure that I wasn't being a piece of shit, but you know, a couple of people that are comedy fans and trans doesn't mean that speaks for the whole community, sure. But it's also like, I'm not trying to hurt anybody, but the day I put it out as a tweet was like National Trans Day. And I had no idea.
Right.
And I got comments that were like, boo. And I was like, dude, I'm not trying to be edgy. I just didn't know. Cause it's like, it was a thought. It's a thing I struggled with as an Italian, a very Italian woman. And it's like, I'm not trying to be a dick. Like, that's the other thing is, like, there's like two camps of like comedy where it's like comics that are like, I want to hurt people's feelings with my jokes and you're just too sensitive. And then there's people that are like, I thought it was funny. I'm not trying to be a piece of shit. Like, I'm not trying to hurt people. Like, I actually genuinely want to entertain people.
Do you find yourself, not based on what people might think, or maybe because of that, you're a go-getter. I see it online. Everybody does easily. Do you have this procrastination problem that I seem to, where I I did have somebody else did these reels, and they're just sitting on my computer because I don't want them to be bad.
Sure, but that's almost the definition, or like the base reason that you are procrastinating. Yes. Is because it's perfectionism, it's fear of being judged, it's, you know, not living up to your own expectations, having a new type of bomb. That's the best thing about putting stuff on the internet. You thought bombing on stage was bad. Wait until you bomb and everyone can see it.
Right. Somebody's taking a shit and they're not pleased with me. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're in the bathroom and they got to type me. This isn't
good. Yeah. I do struggle with procrastination. B, I think with this specifically, like putting my material out there, there's so many benefits with, you know, people discovering my work, being able to sell tickets, being able to book myself where I want to book myself, you know, making more money, having more control over my career. I feel like I've been able to get past. I still struggle and get worried and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I think, you know, 7 out of 10 of those worries are wiped away because I've seen the benefits of being vulnerable and putting my stuff out there. And, you know, sometimes it does well, sometimes it doesn't. Like it's, you know, you can't control it.
Are you nervous about this new special? Knowing all that?
I am, because I mean, I'm really proud of it. And I think this isn't true, but your brain does this. Like every time I put out a special, I haven't had the followers that I wanted. I haven't had, you know, I put out Self Help Me, which I invested a lot of money in. I put it out the week of the riot during COVID, the week of the Black Lives Matter riots in New York City. And I just felt like I couldn't promote it. Like I was just like, like it came out and I was like, I literally was like, sorry. like genuinely was like, oh, fuck. And the fact that it did well with me basically just being like, I don't feel like I can talk about myself right now. Right. So that being said, you know, my views on things aren't doing as well as they normally do. I feel like videos that normally would do well aren't doing well. And I don't feel confident in the way that maybe a video I would have put out a year ago has done. But at the same time, I've been in a place where I've had 9 fans and I put something out and it did well. And you just have to, at the end of the day, you put your work out. And the nice thing about the internet is that they can discover it at any time. Yes, you would like them to discover it in the first week or two, because that's helpful algorithmically and, you know, for having a pop and talking about something. But, you know, I put out my first album like 12 or 13 years ago. It did fine. People paid attention to it. I had a couple of viral videos, but nothing magical. And then I re-put out the video in 2020 before I put out this big special, and it has 3 million views. More people have seen it 10 years, 12 years after the fact and enjoyed it and discovered me than when I first put it out. So I think I'm like, if it doesn't work the first time, there's always more. And that's the nice thing about the clips is, okay, maybe the full special didn't blow people away, but I know this bit is strong. Maybe people will discover from this bit and then come and discover the special or discover my new stuff.
And the joke with the algorithm, the joke's on the public, because the thumbs up and the thumbs down are both the same. So, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Nice try.
Same. I love when people are like, you suck, you're ugly, kill yourself. And I'm just like, tell me more. Tell me more about that. Because it only helped me.
I think that's $5 somehow. Thank you. I saw some video a little while ago, and it was a play on, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. And this woman's like hearing what I'm about to tell you, and she keeps about to clap her hands, but it keeps going on and on. It's like, if you were taught at a young age that you're smart, but you did nothing to earn it, so you think that you were just born that way or not. So now if you fail, you realize that you're a fraud, clap your hands. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it hit me. Do you follow the Kate Middleton stuff? She did just, I guess she announced today she had cancer. People were wondering, is she trying to get a divorce and so she hasn't been seen in months? Did abdominal surgery go wrong? Was that abdominal surgery actually an abortion because the couple was cheating on each other? The press secretary or whatever they have over there in England started putting up pictures of Kate and her family, and they were obviously AI'd. You could see one kid has 3 hands. You know how this AI can't seem to do hands or eating food. Now it was just announced cancer. Did you get caught up in it at all?
I mean, it's hard not to, like, you know, I subscribe to the New York Times. I look at the news. It's like, it's hard, even as somebody that does not care. I mean, it's hard not to be like, oh, girl, she did. like the first couple of weeks, I was like, people were like, what do you think? And I was like, girl, she did. Right. She did. They don't know how, they don't know why. Like, but, you know, it's sad when anybody gets cancer, but I'm like, I don't know. It's like they have all
the
money.
Who still knows? Who still knows also?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, maybe she has cancer because she's getting a divorce. Like, who knows if they're just like, it's better to say she has cancer. It's better to fake kill her than them to get a divorce. Like, I just, you never know, and who cares? And it's all make believe. You know, I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody, sure. But I can't actually care about her public life.
I got a summons for jury duty, and today I'm supposed to call him after 5 p.m. And mm-hmm. I'm very excited. I hope I get something good.
Yeah.
Have you ever? I always acted like I never got the letters, and then finally I filled it out, and it looks like I'm pre-chosen. I'm excited. Have you done this before?
Pre-chosen? No, I got it, and it's so funny because
meaning they might not take me, but this is the first time I'm being called in.
Yeah, I had to go and sit and like, and I never ended up getting interviewed. Like they picked enough people before lunch. So as they were about to release us for lunch, they're like, hey, just sign this thing. You're good for 7 years. And I was like, fuck. Like I literally truly packed the lunch, had all this work. I was like getting work done. And after 2 hours, they released everybody and I'm good for 7 years.
Did you want to do it? Like, I'm going to bring a pad and paper, take notes, but you know, I got to make sure they don't see that as soon as it starts, I wrote on the first page, chapter one.
chapter one. If my new hour wasn't done, maybe, but like, I don't feel like that's something I need to experience right now. Cause I would be really upset if I did jury duty and I got nothing creatively out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what
worked a shitty job.
What kind of case are you comfortable with? I'm like, something that gives me creativity.
I just want to write a new hour. Like, right. I'm trying to go to Edinburgh and they're like, what? And I'm just like, do you have something where like maybe I feel connected to the person that's murdered?
what do you think about murder cases? Whatever. I mean, I'd be into it. Not too into it. Just kind of do my duty.
I do
duty.
Have a podcast.
Do I say podcaster? Because that can't be good,
you're literally
right?
Like, you're like, ask me that question. Can you ask me that question again? Just in the mic? In the mic.
Right. I really got to step up this game. People, there's a lot of pressure on Keith and the girl right now. Do you have a rape case?
Yeah. We've lost a girl. We got to replace her.
In the special, you mentioned your cat dying pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You brought up the point. That's not a fucking surprise. Guys reaching out as if that's the in to date you. Like, oh, do you want to talk to me about your cat? Do you need anything about your cat? It's like, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about pussy, wild. But still, yeah.
But it was genuinely wild to have people that are like, hey, if you need anything. And it's like, yeah, I am sad, but like, I'm not delusional. Like, right. I remember once somebody hitting on me after like a breakup. And don't get me wrong, I'm vulnerable after a breakup. I'm sad, whatever. Sure. But I was like, don't hit on me after a breakup. Hit on me after I bomb. That's when I'm vulnerable. I would have these bombs where I'm like, what am I doing with my life? I hate myself. And that's when you swoop in. Tell me I'm funny. Tell me everybody's an idiot. Right. Be on my side. But like, it's like, what? Like, I remember just being like watching that tactic in guys and being like, you're not even paying attention to me. Like, you're, it's so funny when guys are like, oh, I don't understand women. And it's just like, well, because we're fucking individuals. So you know what I mean? Like, it's wild to me where you're just like, I complimented her and she got mad at me. And I was like, well, some women might like that, but you can see that my favorite thing is telling jokes. How about you start with complimenting a joke, psycho? Like, it's just so funny that they're like, I don't get it. And you're like, maybe because we all have different interests.
I thought you liked counterclockwise. You know, you bring up the point like, all right, it's a cat. I can get another cat. It's not my dad dying and I have to change my tires and then we fuck. No, this
yeah,
is
different. Dude.
Who gives a shit?
Understand the weight of it. Buy me another cat.
Right. I just told you I lost one. Online dating. Was that the worst? Do you do that?
It was. It really was. I have a boyfriend now, and I feel very fortunate. And he yells at me because, like, sometimes we'll have a moment. I'm like, I met you on the internet. He's like, dude, that's not weird. And I was like, it is for me. I think I had one boyfriend I met online when it was like OkCupid.
Yeah.
But I really did not do the apps. Like, I have an old Tinder joke, but I was like playing on my friend's Tinder. I actually never did Tinder until like a year and a half ago. So I tried Tinder, I tried Bumble, I tried Hinge. Hinge is where I found my boyfriend. But I wouldn't go on them very long. I hated it so much. And I actually remember I was talking to Rachel Feinstein. I was working with her not upstate, but like outside of the city. And I was driving her home, and I was just like, and she had all these jokes about how she met her husband and like, you know, all that stuff. Right. And I told her, I was like, I hate it so much. And I love my life, and everything about my life is great. And then I start online dating, and I am miserable, and it's the only thing making me sad. But it's the first time that because I hadn't dated for almost 3 years, it was the first time I could tell that I was like, A, ready to date, but B, like, genuinely lonely. So it was like this weird place where, like, I'm very happy, but I can tell that I would like a partner and I'm ready for that. But the act of anything online, truly, I mean, I would be on it for a week and I'd be like, and I would delete it. I probably deleted every single app 2 or 3 times over the course of a year.
When I did the apps, I think literally nothing from Tinder, but I did get a lot of connections on OkCupid, and I'm like, I guess words matter with this face. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. Luckily, I have that, I suppose. But the apps are so weird, and I've compared it to, like, it's like if you just walked into a bar in the middle of the room and yelled, you know what, I'm down for the Me Too movement. I still like hair metal. Who wants some? And you just stand there until you find love.
But what's interesting, so most of my pictures, I was wearing a winter coat, like no joke, half of them, I was in a winter coat. And then I didn't, with Hinge, they ask, like, they have these prompts and you have to answer them, and I hated it. And I didn't know what to do, so almost everything was about dessert. Like, it was like, what fixes a bad day? And I was like, dessert of all kind. And it was like, what's, you know, what can change the course of your day? And I was like, a fancy beverage. And so, like, it was like one of these things that, like, I paid attention to the guys that, like, at least, like, use the prompts as a way to start a conversation. Yes. And so my boyfriend is a sugar addict. And now I understand that if you talk about sugar for your entire profile, you're going to date a sugar addict. So, like, the first thing he told me about was, like, some cookies that he liked. And we ended up talking about cookies. And I was like, I like a man that knows a good cookie. I'll start with that.
Was he able to get through easily because the bar was so low? Because obviously you liked him, but can you tell these guys aren't even looking at my profile? Just react to one fucking thing I wrote. And I found it was easy. I went on a date with somebody from an app, and on the way out at the end of the date, she happened to be meeting friends at the movies. I had Milk Duds on me because she said her favorite candy was Milk Duds. It blew her fucking mind. And I'm like, this shouldn't be that easy.
But it sadly is. Yeah. And, like, I went on a bunch of dates with dudes just because they seemed normal. Like, we're just looking for am I attracted to them? I don't know. Right. Is it somebody that you're looking for? I don't know. But the fact that I'm not scared and they're not being weirdos, like, is we're already, like, basic bottom boundaries of, like, don't hurt me, don't make me feel uncomfortable is just step one. And then, of course, you know, I date my boyfriend because we connect and I love him and he's wonderful and blah, blah, blah. But to open the door to, like, wave was pretty easy if you weren't a fucking psychopath.
And speaking of stress, the pictures that you got to pick, like, 5 pictures. It's like, well, I want you to, I guess, see me in a fancy dress, but I don't want you to think I'm high maintenance, and sometimes I won't wear makeup, so do I put that out? But does that confuse you? Like, I don't give a shit. Again, it'd be like walking into a bar and changing it to 5 different outfits. This is so you see I can physically change clothes. Are you in? Who's interested?
This is what I look like if I was 4 inches taller.
Right. Here's a fish. Just holding up salmon from the store.
But it's in a plastic. What I found interesting is the douchey men would be like, if your picture is older than a year, you should da da da. I don't know any guy's pictures that were up to date.
Of course.
Every single picture on a guy's profile a woman took, and they've been broken up for 2 years.
I had a picture that I liked. It happened to be me playing bocce, so it shows I'm active.
Yes, very.
I'm on a date with somebody. I go, I don't know if this is important, but seems it's of note that I was married before. And she's like, yeah, you had your wedding ring on, you fucking idiot. I'm like, oh, sorry. I like the picture.
Yeah. And then you have to do, I was talking to somebody and one of my favorite things about online dating is when people played with the format of it. So there was one profile, forget what app it was on. And the guy just said, all it said was not my dog. Right.
Okay.
And it's a picture of him, a picture of him, a picture of him. And the last picture is a dog and he just scratched out its face.
Okay. I like that.
Wasn't attracted to him. But I so wanted to just match with him to be like, bravo, bud. Yeah. You got me.
It is a shame when somebody's so clever and it's really just their picture. I matched with somebody on OkCupid 99%. And I'm like, that's it. Probably legally it can't be high.
Yeah, yeah. We're married.
Right. And then I scroll down and I see the picture. I'm like, that's a rough 1%. No, you deserve 100. You deserve the best. God bless. Oh, shit. I don't want to be a piece of shit. But and then you hear that they're selling. You kind of mentioned this in your new stand-up special, but that these apps are selling all our information. And you bring you have a... what do you call it? Menstruation app or an app that's going to say when your period is, right? And then, but supposedly HIPAA laws don't cover this privacy. And because of Roe versus Wade and what a woman can do now, legal or illegal, you're supposed to get rid of the app. And you're like, that was $5.
I'm going to get rid
of that app. But yeah, the privacy thing is so fucking weird. You know, the government's talking about banning TikTok because information's being sold. Like, well, Facebook, you know, you can pay for that information, but if it's TikTok, you can't just take it, China, without asking. But, how much do Americans even care? It's like, yeah, Facebook's stealing your personal information and selling it. Yeah, they should look into that because it changes my face into a cat. I'm like, oh, we did look into it, actually, and they are stealing your information.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I hope they get to the bottom of that, though. Meow? Yeah,
I just with TikTok specifically, I don't think people fully understand what the vulnerability is. And then I think honestly, governmental, like, because they're not trying to ban TikTok, they're trying to get it to sell it to an American buyer or some shit like that. So then you start to be like, this is really about you caring about our privacy because you never have before,
right? And some of these people on these apps. What's the privacy they're trying to hide? They show when they're drunk. They show them beating up somebody. They show them stealing from a store. What's the government going to find out that you're not telling us? I don't know. I remember doing the dating apps and people writing, you know, if you're not into grammar, forget it.
Space.
It's like, you motherfuckers. If I complain about grammar, I'm equated to a Nazi. No, you don't really care that much. I think it's going to be the look of my mug.
I also like, I mean, that's a sensitive topic for me as somebody that's dyslexic where I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a book, I'll make sure an editor makes sure that it's the right your. But like, it's a profile or like, you know, a Twitter where you have a limited amount of words. It's just like, yeah, I'm just going to do you are. Like, you'll get it. You'll figure it out. It's close enough. I think this having something to stay on the profile to show that you're a particular type of person is helpful. But the other times I'm just like, you're just, I don't know, ostracizing yourself in a different way.
Yeah, I went out of the way. I said, look, we're going to make grammar mistakes. We'll fix it as we go. My name's Keith. That breaks the I before E rule right away by just being, which is another word. And if you can't handle that, I'm sorry. But I'll tell you what I can't stand, and it's kid touching. There, I said it. And if you're into that, no, thank you. And no, I don't want to hear the whole story. Fuck off. And everybody's not my president.
Yeah, yeah, perfect. Nailed it. Nailed a profile. Do you get as many bots or like fake profiles as we do? Like we'll get, like I was actually talking to Adrian Appalucci about this, like how you'll get some like hot guy and it'll be like monogamy and it'll be like interested in finding the one and it's just like hot pictures and it's like, that's it. And you're like, yo, this is either like a bot or a way for Tinder to feel like there's more hot people on it. And it can, it's just like, dude, that's definitely not, that dude's not real. But I saw them all the time. And I'm just like, it's to the point where like when there was like a real hot person, I was like, sure, you are.
Right.
Like, I was like, sure,
fuck
bud.
Out of here. I think I did. And but they were so obvious.
Yeah.
It was, you know, more tits than eyeballs. And it's like, you really fell in love fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're guys. Like, you would think we just want to fuck as opposed to proposing marriage. But okay. You, I liked your point about you when you were on these apps. A lot of guys are like, "Yeah, I want kids eventually." And it's like, well, nobody wants your fucking old, weak sperm that you can't fucking make up your mind about,
dude. And it's like, and I don't want kids. And it was funny. Right. It was my therapist that like told me to take it off my profile because I had like don't want kids, and she's like, "Well, you're limiting your options." I was like, "But I don't want to match with somebody that right. wants kids."
You never know. But even your therapist is saying it. You never know.
But she wasn't even saying like she was just like, "Well, what if that person falls in love with you and also doesn't want to have kids?" And I was just like, "But like that's not what I'm seeing. I'm seeing guys being like, I have kids, looking for more." And I'm like, "You selfish fuck. What's going on with the kids you already have?" Like, I don't know. It was, I don't know if it's my age or just men in general, but in the beginning, I was constantly getting dudes that were like, "Want to have kids, not sure when, I have a bunch, want some more." And I'm just like, yo, dude, I'm not a vessel. Like, I'm not. Like,
you know how that's hot? I have a bunch.
Yeah. It's insane.
Robert De Niro just posted a picture of him and his 10-month-old daughter, Robert De Niro, 80 years old. I mean, I guess it's good for the household. They eat the same food, but what am I looking at, you know?
How old is his wife?
Not 80, I promise you that.
Well, that's good. Somebody needs to be alive to take care of a baby.
Right.
It's a baby.
I remember being on the apps and... sometimes it was a turnoff if I would write LOL. Like, are you really LOLing? And I'm like, well, not like a fucking idiot. But yes, it's real. It's like, oh, I find LOL corny. And I'm like, okay, but ha 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 was fine.
I do ha 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 ha. I do an aggressive.
Because
but I also,
do you feel like LOL is too much? Or your ha 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 is real?
I do feel like LOL feels a little disingenuous. So like, I genuinely go ha. Like a crazy person. Right. Like right, I do that. And I have been like, bah. And so like I make the sounds I make, I put out there to the point where like my little sister goes, I know when I've hit hard because it'll be like, ah, like.
I'll do that too. Yeah, mine's genuine. But I know I mentioned this before, but it seemed to have changed. I remember when LOL did mean laugh out loud. And now it means I hope what innocuous thing I just typed isn't taken as violent hostility.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Now it's just like a you're a negotiator.
Why can't we all just be honest? And then I heard people thought I was mad at them because I put periods at the end of sentences, and that's apparently that means you're angry. You're supposed to just let it float, I guess.
Yeah, punctuation is letting it flow. Exclamation point is enthusiasm. Periods are I'm breaking up with you.
I'm like, oh, really? Fuck off. I mean, oh, sorry, I didn't mean the period. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
You still have a chance to continue a conversation? Not shutting it down? And by the way, one final thought on grammar. Quit putting asterisks in the middle of curse words, you fucking dorks. Thank you.
It depends. I will do it for social media because there's
that's
get penalized.
Fine. Yes.
But yeah, if we're in a private conversation, you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying. You in the special, you talk about meeting somebody. It sounded like they were work related somehow. And you the story about where you said he said you want to. One of you said you want to get some coffee. I think you did. And then the day before, supposedly, he goes, "Actually, I'm going to a party. Do you want to come?"
Yeah.
Right. And so you go to the party. You're it's hitting it off. You go, I talk about cats and I drink water. So for you to be interested in me, it must be there's something going on. You say, you want to walk me home? He said, I'd be happy to. And then a couple blocks close to your house, He said, I don't want to be presumptuous, but you should know I am seeing somebody. And you're like, well, what the fuck is this? And then he added, but I really do like you. What the fuck?
Dude, I mean, it's so funny because like in the moment I was just like, this is a waste of my goddamn time. Yeah. Like, I didn't know how I felt about him at all. Like, I thought he was nice. I thought he was cute. We hung out. It was nice to talk to him. And I was like, you know, the one thing that I feel I was never good at is that, and I have a joke about it in my new hour, is that I would go on a date and I would be put too much emphasis on that date. Like, I was going on every date being like, am I going to have a friendly divorce with this man?
Right.
Like, it was too far in the future. But I was getting better at, like, taking it like one step at a time. Like, if go meet a man, and if you want to hang out with him again, then you hang out with him again. And then after you hang out with him, if you want to see him again, like, and just instead of like, where's the legs on this? It's like, well, did I enjoy this hour or 2 hours with this person? And would I want to do it again? So I was at that moment where I was like, oh, this was nice. He seems cool. This is going well. And then when he said that, I was like, what the dude, I'm not desperate. Do I come off as desperate? Right. Like, I didn't have anything to do? Like, fuck you. I was so angry. And it was funny because the thing that I say in the joke, which is,
waiting list? Am I going to be on a waiting list?
Yeah, he was like, but I really like you. And I was like, what, are you going to put me on a waiting list? I said that, like, because I was annoyed.
But it kind of is, right? Just to keep you, I want to, either you're willing to cheat or whatever, or like maybe you are. I want you to stay excited about me just in case. Or he just wants you to stay excited, period, because it's fun.
Yeah, I have no idea. But he literally goes, please don't. He's like, please don't make a joke out of this. And I was like,
fuck off.
Oh, you don't get to decide that. Right. The time to have decided that is before this happened. Because the truth is, if we just got coffee and casually I see that he is seeing somebody, I'd be like, okay, I made a friend. He seems nice, blah, blah, blah. But when it became this thing where like, hey, I'm doing this thing, you should come out. I was like, oh, we might be on the same page. This is so exciting. So it's like a little bit like, half my anger is feeling stupid, and the other half is like, do you think I'm stupid?
Right.
it's like, I could be stupid, but you can't think I'm stupid. What is this?
And then he even took the time the next day to call you and say, I hope it wasn't a waste of your time. Well, no, well, then what was it?
Dude, that was what annoyed me, man. I was just like, what?
Now, how was the... I'm curious what kind of relationship this was that you said you met through work... Because will he hear this? He's obviously going to know it's him. Do you give a shit or do you kind of want him to hear it? Just cause.
I kind of don't want him to hear it because he was a nice guy and I think he was just kind of stupid, if I'm being honest. Right. And I, you know, I feel like we're very casually, like we were extremely casually friends before and it just stayed that way. I was a part of a project, like a limited project for a little while during COVID.
Okay.
But we had like met a couple of times. And then when the project was done, he had to drop off the project and that was it. And that's how I was like, oh, this guy seems cute. But it was like never really talked to him beforehand, talked to him a bunch via email, hung out once and then never talked to him again. You know what I mean? So it's like, will he see it? I don't know. I make a point not to name people. I mean, truly, two girlfriends know about this guy. I'm not mad at him. Like, that's the funny thing, too, is, like, I think I get mad because things are triggering and you get upset and you feel butthurt and you feel stupid. But it's very rare that I'm, like, mad and want something bad to happen to somebody. But my anger is at a level 10. And then I do the joke and then it comes back to reality. And I was like, this is silly and it doesn't matter.
What makes me think of... Taylor Swift, of all things. And that came up because Jake Gyllenhaal just did a remake of Roadhouse. And it's on the Amazon Prime right now. So, you know, that tells you everything you need to know, as opposed to a movie with, you know, that spent in a movie theater when they spent so much money on action scenes. But anyway, it's fun. But anyway, somebody, because I'm talking about this, seeing this movie, somebody brought up Taylor Swift has a song about Jake Gyllenhaal. At least that's what all the fans think. But I have to believe them because she does get so specific. Without saying any names, there's a lot of details. And then I heard in this movie, Conor McGregor and Jake Gyllenhaal fight, and supposedly accidentally, Conor McGregor really did in real life smack Jake in the face. And somebody said, yeah, he's probably like, where's the fucking scarf? So there's this song. There's a song called All Too Well. And I just heard it. It's like 10 years old, but I just heard it.
Yeah.
And the lyrics are like, and I left my scarf at your sister's house. Everybody assumes that's Maggie Gyllenhaal. And you've still got it in your drawer even now. Different lines I'm skipping around. We're singing in the car, getting lost upstate. Well, that happened or it didn't, Jake. You almost ran a red light because you were looking over at me. Did that happen, Jake? Like, you know, it's clear, you know, the guy's going to know it was your day. This, you know, Jake knows if it's him or not. Photo album on the counter, your cheeks were turning red. You used to be a little kid with glasses in a twin-sized bed. And your mother's telling stories about you on the T-ball team. You told me about your past, thinking your future was me. You know it's you or it's not, Jake. Not like, I don't know. It's just, you know what I mean? It's funny.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the person that it's about knows. Right. And like truly like three girlfriends. You know what I mean? Like everybody has like one or two people on the side that know. And I don't know. I mean, for me personally, like my jokes are cathartic for me and I don't need anything to happen. But you know, with that song, which I'm like a fair, like I'll listen to like a hit once in a while from Taylor right. Swift, but I'm not in deep and Taylor versions and blah, blah, blah. But I was listening to it and it wasn't even a breakup. I had a really close friend from college that we ended up like sleeping together and he dicked me over, like really hurt my feelings. I didn't talk to him. He eventually apologized and I was like, yeah, fuck it. Like I literally laid into him. I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like you're supposed to be my friend, like at the very least. We ended up making up, becoming friends. And then years later, it happened again and he was even worse. I take responsibility, but I had left my bathing suit in his backpack because we were in LA and I was like, he was already seeing somebody else. It was super like messy and mean, but I was like, whatever, dude, just send me my bathing suit. And I gave my address. I was like, I'll give you money. Just send my bathing suit. And I must've checked in like four or five times. Just, I don't care. I don't care if we ever talk again, send me my bathing suit. He never sent me my bathing suit. And I loved this bathing suit, but like, that's all I could hear is like, half of it is like, so like I'm in her, like in Taylor's like song where it's just like, yeah, it was fun. I thought it was going to be something. It, what is, what it is. It sucks. But like, give me my shit back. Like, why the fuck? Like, I'm not good enough to hang out with, but you're going to keep my shit. Just give me my shit.
After plaid shirt days and nights when you made me your own. Now you mail back my things and I walk home alone, but you keep my old scarf from that very first week because it reminds you of innocence and it smells like me. Do you think he was just lazy about the bathing suit, or it really was a trophy of some kind?
I don't know. A part of me just thinks he doesn't care. He never cared right. enough. Like it just, to me, with men specifically, it's like, well, this is effort, and you're not worth the effort.
I do like that Taylor's clear with description. You know, I picture lyrics like, "You made me chicken, but you dropped it. But we ordered Pizza Hut. We forget to get the toppings." And it's like, that was definitely me. You ordered too much food because you like to try it all, but that night you said you'd only try me. You're like, Taylor, these were fucking secrets, god damn it. Wonder if Jake fucks the scarf. I don't know. But and then there's a 10-minute version of this song. I didn't hear that, but I guess there's even more detail. We got,
well,
a
that's
flat
where she
tire
gets out
on
social security numbers.
right.
You go to Chase Bank every Monday to deposit.
I do you go by the way, so obviously you go by Liz Mealy. It's short for Elizabeth, I assume, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it when your boyfriend calls you Liz or Elizabeth?
Oh, I hate Elizabeth. He knows.
Oh, yeah?
I hate Elizabeth.
Okay.
I don't like
Elizabeth. I'm thinking about this because recently I talked to, on this show, my ex-wife, Catherine, and I remember, and she would go by Kat with all her friends. And so I asked one time, what would you prefer I said, Catherine or Kat? And she goes, oh, it really doesn't matter. And I pushed it and I shouldn't have. I go, no, but if you have a preference. And she did. And she goes, Catherine. I'm like, ah, shit. I was hoping it was the shorter one. Damn it. What I have to, if she was fine, she was fine. Shit.
I do like having like only my family calls me Lizzie. I really don't like non-family calling me Lizzie.
Right.
But I like certain friends have like, so my boyfriend was talking to my friend, Nitika, and he was just like, well, do you have a nickname for Liz? And she's like, oh, I call her Kid Face. And I was like, oh, yeah, she does call me Kid Face. She's called me Kid Face for 20 years. And he goes, why do you call her Kid Face? She's like, because she has a kid face. Like, it's not, these aren't smart nicknames.
Right,
I called her Kid Face. It stuck. And Liz is Kid Face. And I was like, oh, yeah, she does call me Kid Face.
So Liz, so that's good. Good. It doesn't take all day to say your name. Here's what you want to do. You want to check out Liz Mealy's stand-up. And when's the new special, Murder Sheets? When does this come out?
April 2nd, 9 p.m. on YouTube.
All right. Do you have an, like a watch party, that kind of thing? Are you going to be part of the comments?
Yeah, do the little live chat. I have t-shirts, so I'm going to give out like free shipping to anybody that comes to the live.
Oh, cool.
Whatever. I haven't done merch in a while, and I don't know. I feel good. I'm excited.
Excellent. Well, Liz, thank you so much for being part of this. I guess we're going to keep Keith and the Girl going after all, so thank you.
Yeah, Keith and the Girl. And then it's like,
X's in the eyes. Thanks a lot, Liz.
Yeah, thanks for having me. KeithandtheGirl.com